You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, the Charity Comms Inspiring Communicator Awards took place on Wednesday, 28th of February. Now, RNIB was nominated for an award in the Accessible Comms and the Best In-House Campaign categories. It was a wonderful night and we had great success bringing back an award. And joining me now to tell us more is Holly Tuke from the RNIB social media team. Hi, Holly, and of course, congratulations to your team for winning in the Accessible Comms category.
Thank you so much. We are absolutely delighted. It's been a very brilliant week, to say the least.
Now, you were one of the people that had a chance to go along to the ceremony. What was the atmosphere like?
It was amazing. It was so exciting to be there. And the best part is that we had the opportunity to network with some incredible people across comms from the charity sector. I think when you work within RNIB or any other organisation, you maybe don't meet people, particularly in person. There's not always the opportunity to have that cross-collaboration approach. So it was so lovely to meet people and everyone was very complimentary. And yeah, it was just brilliant.
Now, you have been recognized for some amazing work, but what are some of the things your team has done that you are so proud of?
There's a couple of elements to this, I would say. First up, my team is extremely reactive in calling out brands and organizations that either do make their content accessible by things like using alt text or don't make their content accessible. And we will often demonstrate how blind and partially sighted people will experience that content on social media. So a few examples, we audio described Jeremy Allen White because if Calvin Klein wouldn't do it, then my team did. And most recently, in fact, last week is the most recent one, we called out Greggs for making a joke about sausage rolls and it wasn't accessible to blind and partially sighted people. So we did a screen recording of how a screen reader interacted with that post. We shared it on our channels and Greggs got in touch. I mean, we didn't hear from Calvin Klein. We did hear from Greggs though, but we are still waiting for free sausage rolls.
I do remember that. I think it was on Twitter and it was too many emojis.
Yeah, way too many emojis. And the repetition of the words blue square, yellow square were a lot. And as well, I'd say my team are fantastic accessibility champions. They have a real passion and dedication to accessibility. And that comes across in everything we do because they are so on it in terms of not only just calling out brands and organizations, but making sure that the social media world and the online and offline worlds are accessible for everyone.
What does it feel working with a team that understands how important accessibility is? Because you're coming from a background where you are a VI content creator on social media and in the blogosphere.
Yeah, working within the social media team and everyone is so passionate about accessibility is honestly, it's the best feeling. And I genuinely am not just saying that. It means the world. And I am always telling them, or at least I hope they know that their championing for accessibility and their dedication genuinely does mean the world because it does. And I always say one of the most important things that anyone can do is to help make the world more accessible. I think people as society as a whole have this perception that disabled people are the ones who can call platforms out for making inaccessible updates or call the brands out for sharing inaccessible content. But it's actually down to all of us. We all have a responsibility for accessibility. So yeah, the fact my team are a leading example of that is an amazing feeling and means the absolute world.
Well, Holly, once again, massive congratulations to your team. Very well deserved. And thank you so much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me as always.